For weeks, refugees have been streaming into Uganda from the DRC's Boga town, about 25 kilometers from the border. Although Uganda closed its borders to refugees to stem the spread of COVID-19, authorities say it's Uganda's obligation to provide shelter to all people fleeing instability in their home countries. Misachi Kawamala is the Ntoroko Resident District Commissioner.
Our border here is very porous. It's very difficult to manage, especially stopping people who are running away from war. Is it not advisable to stop people running away from war, a lot of war situation, and stop them from entering? You'll be sentencing them to death. So we are advised not to stop them, and we have not stopped any of them. Even on some borders which are manned, our people have to run because they are running away from death.
But officials say that due to constraints on resources needed to take care of refugees, most have ended up mingling with the community. Ben Mosoke is the Ntoroko District Police Commander.
Unfortunately, because of lack of the support, they are vulnerable and they have been dispersing to different communities. The first group came up to our town council. They are in somebody's community, in somebody's home. In fact, because they have relatives, and you know, we are at the border, Ntoroko is at the border. You find one family in Budiba is having relatives in Congo. In the evening, they are this side, and in the morning, they are in Congo. So we have that challenge.
Kawamala says residents and authorities are concerned about a possible spike in COVID-19 cases.
And we are worried, and we have a lot of fear because these people could have come with infectious diseases. Because, you know, Congo, the health system there is very poor. Not only the Congolese, but even our people here are infected. So they have mixed up with our people. They have gone to their homes. They have rented some small houses in some trading centers, mixing up with our people in the markets, in health centers. So we are really worried at least.
The Office of the Prime Minister, the UN Refugee Agency and security agencies are screening the refugees ahead of their transfer to a transit center. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.